Philadelphia's new radio station. We are Old School 100.3 and the Spinners. Could it be I'm falling in love? I think so.
What? Really?
I think maybe
with
so.
Good show for Sunday morning.
Yes, Derek Sampson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How
Excellent.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Post
I'm really.
Thanksgiving, Black
yeah,
Friday,
just
Great
got,
Saturday.
Just got black from New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, Nola, Treme.
Hey, baby.
I had a few days in my home in my favorite bed. And so I am rested, re-energized, recuperated, reorganized, revised, realized.
Reloved.
Reloved.
Apparently, yeah. I'm going to find out who by the end of the show.
Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I got family and friends over, and then I left the mall to go Black Friday shopping.
Oh, my goodness. I was staying away from the
mall.
I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. I can't. I just can't do crowds like that anymore.
Yeah, I felt crazy. I wanted to wait in line in the cold. So
yeah, that's what you did. I was going to say that's exactly what you did. Yes. Well, I'm excited. Well, because a myriad of reasons, one of which being that we're going to be digging in the crates today and playing some of the finest vintage soul music. In fact, I want to hear some Lamont Dozier, and I want Muscle Shoals and Stax and Motown and Philly International. How about you? Do you want the same thing too? All right. But we have a treat this morning.
Yeah, it's early treat.
Early treat. I know, but it's lovely to walk into the studio, one, to see fine Senator Vincent Hughes. That's the beginning. Okay, that's how I started my morning. And secondly, to see his gorgeous bride. I know it's been many years, but she's still his bride, because every time I see them, it's like a revived romance.
I
knew them when they were dating.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I told you that famous Manionk restaurant story, sitting in the dark in the back, looking so in love. We welcome Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Thank you.
Good morning, lady.
Baby, and it is a good morning.
Yes, it
Every
is.
Day above ground.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
A good day.
Speak on it.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Amen.
Gotta get a hot tub.
Yes, yes, yes. And as we started talking this morning, Derek, we were saying to Cheryl, how do you do all that you do? You have two television shows right now. Mm. Okay, let's start. Let's start the list.
Instant Mom.
Tonight.
Instant Mom tonight, 8:30, Nickelodeon, and then it repeats at 10 o'clock. Nick Mom, myself, Tia Mowry, Michael Boatman, and three of the greatest kid child actors out there. Great family, fun sitcom. We haven't seen something like this since Moesha. It is that kind of quality TV, and the kind of response we get from people has been amazing. We've just been picked up for an additional 26 episodes.
Whoa.
So I'm like,
yes, praise God, that is beautiful.
Thank you. And
yes,
anybody that is a registered NAACP member, vote for us for the Image Award.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
The nom. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
And okay, Ray Donovan as well.
Ray Donovan on Showtime. Mm. That was a big surprise.
Yeah.
That for me came out of absolutely nowhere. The day before they were starting to shoot my part of the show, that's when I met everybody. They called, they said, can you come in? And I think I was in Philadelphia at the time or something, so I had to fly back. I met somebody in the morning. The next day, I was on the set. Now, what's very interesting about that is, in Ray Donovan, I play the mom to Pooch Hall. In Instant Mom, I play the mom to Tia Mowry, which means I am the mother of the game.
You are the mother of the game.
Absolutely.
The mother of the game. There's the connect, right? They say 6 degrees of separation.
How
in your case, it is not that. So,
so
two hit shows.
Yeah.
Are you taping in L.A.?
We tape in L.A.
In LA.
Both shows tape in L.A. And it's deep.
You've,
of course, you know, they're like not even 360 degrees away. They're like 720 degrees away from each other. You know, Instant Mom is one sort of TV. Ray Donovan is a
something
whole
else
another
altogether
sort of TV.
And
so
you're
it's
doing
very
a radio show as well.
Yeah, I have a radio show on WXRP, internet radio show, and I do. It's the Diva Talk radio show, divinely inspired, victoriously awesome conversations with some of the most interesting people on the planet. And all we do is talk. We just simply talk about what's going on with people.
And when does that air, and how can people hear it?
Friday nights, 6 o'clock. You can go to WXRP. You can find it at WXRP.com on the radio. And then you can also email me at CherylLeeRalphRadio@gmail.com. But I'm having a ball doing it. I just talk.
Okay, so Derek, should we list, because I think we should list. We started with the acting, of course. We know Cheryl from Dreamgirls, and a role that will just, I mean, it's part of your...
Thank you.
I mean, it's the landmark of your career. It's the
They always
beginning.
Introduce me. They say, original dream girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
You'll take it.
I'm an OD. Yes.
An OD. I love it. And an author as well. The book is, remember I said, revitalizing, realizing, re-energizing, redefining.
Yes.
Diva is the book, Life Lessons from the Original Dream Girl, Cheryl Lee Ralph. This is a great book. I have
Thank
it.
You.
I've read it. It is fabulous. Ladies, if you want some common sense information, if you're lacking common sense, because some of us are real bright, but we don't have the common part, this book will give it to you.
Thank
definitely.
You.
And an AIDS activist as well, Cheryl, and you and your husband, Vincent, have been on the front line of this epidemic that is occurring in our community. And we are grateful to you for lending your voice in such a powerful way to make people aware. Because, as you know, Derek, you and I interviewed Gary Bell last week from Babashi, the executive director.
Right.
And as he was telling us, this epidemic is not decreasing.
No.
It is increasing, particularly among young men and women.
They're owning this disease.
Yes, they are.
They are owning HIV and AIDS. They are owning syphilis. They are owning chlamydia. They are owning gonorrhea. And I'm like, 2013, come
right
on. And it's one of those difficult things, because people say, well, there's all this information out there. People need to use their common sense. They need to just plain old do better. There is all this information out there about cigarettes. Folks still choose to smoke, and we know the damage that does to one's life. There is all this information out there about liquor, and people still choose to get turned up, you know? And we know the damage that that can do. There is so much information about everything, but people are humans. That's why I love that commercial. I'm only human. We're born to make mistakes. We make mistakes. All that information out there about pregnancy, young girls, little girls, still getting pregnant.
Yeah, because people think it's going to be somebody else, not them.
Right.
And they don't think they're going to be part of the statistic.
And as soon as they think that way, who is it?
Boom. It's them.
It's them.
Absolutely. You are a mother. You have so much going on. My first question, Derek, you heard when I came in the studio, is like, Cheryl, how are you doing all of this? I really want to know, because I know how I feel overwhelmed sometimes with my schedule, but I'm not doing two TV shows, a radio show, book, speaking engagements, performance, and managing a family as well, Cheryl. And can I just say, beautiful and radiant
as ever.
You are just one of the most gorgeous women. Period.
Thank you very much.
Inside out. And you know I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. I really believe it's got to be the foundation of family. It really has to be, you know, thank God my mom's still alive. I lost my dad 2 years to prostate cancer. So I could always tell gentlemen, get the test. It is just a finger. Get the test. We need brothers alive.
Mm-hmm.
We need them living. You need to know your numbers. Get
tested. I agree. I lost my daddy. My daddy had prostate cancer as well.
Too many of the men.
Yeah.
You know.
No, there's so many issues in our community, but we thank you for being an advocate. Yeah. Lack of care, lack of money, insurance, all kind of situations.
Yeah.
But there are programs, there are places that you can go,
absolutely,
gentlemen and ladies.
And speaking
to get
of getting tested, today's World AIDS Day.
That's right, December 1st. That's right, Derek. Yes.
World AIDS Day. Get tested.
Maybe people don't know where.
You know, if you don't know where, visit testtogether.org, testtogether.org, put in your zip code, and a number of places will come up where you can get tested for free. Vincent and I created that. Mothers, take your daughters. Fathers, take your sons. Lovers, take each other, but be sexually, teach your kids how to be sexually responsible. If you're in a loving relationship, be sexually responsible to each other, but get tested. So many people, you know, they look at magic and they say, oh, well, I'll just be like magic. Well, you know what magic did? He got tested early in his disease.
Yes.
And then he had access to whatever was new, at whatever medication was out there at that time. November 1991, I'll never forget it. And he took that medication the way it was supposed to be taken. It was a commitment to himself. It was a commitment to his life.
And he's still here thriving and looking quite well.
Yes.
And doing very well.
Doing
he's
very
had a very
well.
Full life. And it's not a death sentence, but... You
Thank
definitely
you.
Need to know your status.
He's
and
got the Midas touch.
Yes, December 1st, World AIDS Day. And yeah. Cheryl, we thank you so much. You're active in social media. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Please follow me on Twitter. You know I love my Twitter. Mm-hmm. Please follow me at the T-H-E Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, the Cheryl Ralph. And if you can't remember that, you can also follow me on Instagram at Diva3482. Diva3482. And if you want your red ribbon t-shirt, your red ribbon Diva t-shirt, go to thedivafoundation.org. thedivafoundation.org. I see you got yours.
I got, Cheryl gave me mine.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
And represent.
I was going to say I will wear it proudly. And I thank That's you so right. much for, as I said, your activism, your voice, your talent, your gift that you share with the world
thank
so
you.
Beautifully. And again, tonight on Nickelodeon.
Tonight at Nickelodeon, 8:30. Watch Instant Mom.
Instant
Hashtag
Mom.
Hi, hi, hi. Because, you know, that's my line. Hi, hi, hi. Hashtag hi, hi, hi.
All right. Cheryl Lee Ralph joining us on Soulful Sunday. What a wonderful way to kick off our show.
Yes.
We've got hours more.
We
of
do.
The music that is indeed the soundtrack to your life on Old School
100.3.
Philadelphia's brand